Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump has selected Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio to be his running mate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Waiting until the first day of the Republican National Convention here in Wisconsin, the former president announced Vance as his vice presidential pick. He's a 39-year-old lawmaker who's relatively new to national politics. A one-time Trump critic, Vance is now a staunch champion of the Make America Great Again agenda. Trump said Vance will be strongly focused on workers and farmers, especially in the all-important states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Donald Trump was also nominated as the 2024 Republican presidential candidate by the convention today. At the RNC in Milwaukee today, House Speaker Mike Johnson tells This Week on the Hill host Tony Perkins that Donald Trump's acceptance speech will strike exactly the right tone.
Look, we need to understand that our fellow Americans, we're all part of the same country. We're all brothers and sisters in that regard. I mean, if you look at it biblically, as you and I do, I mean, you're supposed to love your enemies, right? Much less your fellow countrymen. You love your neighbor as yourself, as we're admonished in the scripture to do. If you do that, it solves a lot of problems. You just kind of follow that worldview, and it dictates your behavior and how you treat others.
Speaker Johnson adds that Republicans won't abandon their core principles, but that all congressional leaders in both parties should adopt a more civil tone in the days ahead. Electricity will likely be out another week for hundreds of thousands of people in the Houston area after Hurricane Beryl tore down trees and power lines. In nearby Galveston, the enduring outages are disrupting peak tourist season. But restaurants and locals are buckling down, vowing to reopen soon and finding ways to beat the heat. On Wall Street, the Dow by 210 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders reacted to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
Franklin Graham says, "I thank God that the former president is alive." Focus on the Family president Jim Daly tells a Christian Post, "We are grateful that President Trump was not seriously injured. We are praying earnestly for him and ask God to comfort all those affected." Evangelist Greg Laurie says, "God spared Donald Trump. It's time for us as a nation to pray, regardless of our political affiliation." Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A federal appeals court panel ruled Tennessee is not discriminating against transgender people by not allowing them to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. In a 2-1 decision, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel found there's no fundamental right to a birth certificate recording gender identity instead of biological sex. The opinion notes only 11 states currently allow people to change their birth certificates based solely on a declaration of gender identity. SRN News. Joint naval drills are taking place between Russia and China, correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The exercise comes just days after NATO accused China of enabling the war in Ukraine because of its support for Russia. The Chinese Defense Ministry said in a brief statement that the operation had nothing to do with international and regional situations and didn't target any third party. The joint drills, which began in Guangdong province, are expected to last until mid-July. China's state TV said the drills are aimed at demonstrating the capabilities of the navies in addressing security threats and preserving peace and stability globally and regionally. I'm Karen Chamas.
A French soldier has been stabbed outside a big train station in Paris and that the attacker was arrested. Paris is under a high security alert 11 days before the opening ceremonies of the 2024 Olympics. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.